And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Monday, March 1st, 2021. Today in the news, the rapid ascent of cryptocurrencies over the past year has drawn the attention of investors. Often, investments in cryptos are equated to investments in gold, reports Gold Hub. But despite their similarities, we believe that gold stands apart from cryptocurrencies, both fundamentally and practically. Not only in terms of their market dynamics, but in terms of their performance and the role they play in portfolios. For more than 2,000 years, gold has served as a means of exchange and has been used as a store of value. Well, nearly a year since coronavirus-related shutdowns began infecting large swaths of the U.S. economy, more businesses are filing for bankruptcy. Chapter 11 filings were up nearly 20% in 2020 compared with the previous year, reports Washington Post. Bankruptcies filed by entertainment companies in 2020 nearly quadrupled, and filings nearly tripled for oil and gas companies. They doubled for computer and software companies and were up 50% or more for restaurant owners, real estate companies, and retailers compared with 2019. Well, February is usually the peak of flu season, with doctor's offices and hospitals packed with suffering patients. But not this year, reports Associated Press. Flu has virtually disappeared from the U.S., with reports coming in at far lower levels than anything they've seen in decades. Experts say the measures put in place to fend off coronavirus were a big factor in preventing the twindemic of flu and COVID-19. Nationally, this is the lowest flu season we've had on record, according to a surveillance system that's about 25 years old. Well, the United States risks locking itself into a reoccurring cycle of expansionary monetary and fiscal policies, rising asset prices, and redistributive measures that weaken investment and job growth, reports Project Syndicate. Avoiding this scenario will require three complementary reforms to accompany future economic stimulus packages. First, America must upgrade its education system and strengthen the skills base. Second, policymakers should aim to make labor markets more flexible. And third, encourage U.S. households in the middle and lower income brackets to save more money. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.